WYSO's Recovery Stories series brings you conversations between people at the heart of Dayton's opioid crisis. Today, we hear a conversation between Dustin Aubrey and Bob Lloyd. They first met at a meeting of the Dayton Support Group Families of Addicts, or FOA. Dustin's in recovery, and Bob's adult son has an active opioid addiction.
You just hope and pray every day he comes over and says, "Dad, I'm ready," you know. Until then, there's not much I can do.
Despite their more than 20-year age difference, Dustin and Bob have become close friends and allies in the struggle for recovery.
My name is Dustin Aubrey. I live in Fairborn, Ohio. I'm happily married. I have 3 kids. I'm a recovering addict in recovery. I just celebrated 14 months clean. I've been clean since April 11th of last year.
My name is Bob Lloyd. I live in Dayton, Ohio. I'm a roofer. I have a boy that's in active addiction now that I really worry about all the time. We tried to get him help. He keeps dodging me. I even went to an assessment with him to make sure he went. I stayed in the waiting room when they took him in the back, and I was there for him. He's just got to want it. That's the thing. People have to want it. They have to be tired of being tired in addiction, I guess, is what I've learned from it. You feel helpless. Either he ODs, he gets treatment, or he quits. That's what I worry about. I worry about him ODing and nobody being there for him. Dustin, what keeps you up at night?
I've been using since I've been 17. I feel like I've missed out on a lot of stuff in my 20s and just going in and out of jails and prisons. I think about that, and I think about the time I wasted. I think about what my life could have been like. But talking to Bob, I can just tell he cares, and he's just always there for me. We had the same interests. We had the same hobbies. We collect knives. We collect race cars. We collect models.
Watch the same TV shows.
Yeah, same TV
street
shows.
Outlaws. Yeah, that's what we talk about a lot is street outlaws. And it is like a father-son relationship. We're good buddies, you know?
Being an addict, it's hard to find somebody that will trust you and actually want to be your friend, and it ain't as easy as you think, like people being accepting like that.
See, I kind of flip-flop. I was kind of down on drugs and stuff. I was one of them guys, how many times do we bring them back with the Narcan or whatever? And then I started understanding more, and then I listened to the people and listened to their stories. Some of them just break your heart. You know, there's a lot of grandparents raising grandkids now because their mothers and fathers are all messed up. My boy came, we got him to actually come to one meeting. I've been trying to get him to come for a couple of years. And him and Dustin talked a lot, and he told him a lot of what he went through.
I've been to 13, 14 rehabs before I finally got it. The one thing is never be a quitter and never be scared to ask for help. That's one thing that keeps me thriving. Like, I don't want to let nobody down no more. I want him to be like, you know, Dustin was a good dude. He would have gave his shirt off his back to anybody. You know, he might have messed up, but he did change. You know, I'm a part of the society. I'm not a menace no more. I'm not committing crimes. I go to work every day, cut my grass, and take care of my house, paying bills. I never worried about that stuff before.
Dustin's like I'd want my son to be. I'd want my son to do the things that I do with him. I know he's a good, hardworking family guy. I know he takes care of his business. I respect that. I want him to stay clean. That's the main thing. Stay clean. Stay with your family. Be there. Be there for your family.
I love you, man.
Love you, dude.